health topic this morning has to do with an aggressive form of blood cancer. There's a new option for patients who are battling this. And to hear, to explain a lot about it, a lot of letters related to the different things are relapsed and or refractory, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. But somebody who's studied this and knows a lot is Dr. Leo Gordon. He, along with Megan Gutierrez, who was with the Lymphoma Research Foundation, here to talk about some new therapy. Doctor, thank you for joining us also, Megan. Doctor, let's start with you a little bit. Describe to us how this kind of blood cancer differs from others we may be familiar with.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Bruce. Pleasure to be here. So relapsed refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma refers to a group of non-Hodgkin's lymphomas. Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma makes up about 35% of the roughly 80,000 cases a year. This is a form of very aggressive lymphoma, a very aggressive malignancy. The silver lining is that many patients can actually be cured with initial treatment, very aggressive chemotherapy. But if they don't achieve a complete remission upfront, or if they have a recurrence later on, options become somewhat more limited. We do bone marrow transplants for those patients, but even that sometimes is not successful. So we are looking for new treatments, and this treatment, the approval of Breyanzi, which is a form of chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy, or CAR-T therapy, is basically an attempt to weaponize our own T-cells, to weaponize our own immune system against the lymphoma. So rather than using the more standard approaches of chemotherapy and radiation, this turns our immune system against the malignancy.
This was just recently approved, so this is something that people will shortly or currently can now try?
Yes, this is something that they can actually now try. And the step toward doing that, first step toward doing that, is to talk to their physician, generally their oncologist, who may be doing it or may be able to refer them to a center where that can be done.
Megan, let's talk to you a little bit about this. What does this mean for people who are suffering from this? And kind of tell me a little bit about what are the challenges that people who have this disease, what's it like? What are they living with?
Well, unfortunately, Bruce, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma can be an aggressive or fast-growing form of the disease. When patients relapse, they and their families often must make important decisions about their treatment very quickly. And up until recently, they've had limited options.
So, again, let's talk a little bit about what this new treatment then means. What do you know through your organization of how this will be laid out or what they will need to do?
Well, at the Lymphoma Research Foundation, we know that a well-educated patient can be their own best advocate. Patients and their families can visit our website to begin with, lymphoma.org, to learn more about every type of lymphoma, including a dedicated diffuse large B-cell lymphoma learning center. We also have materials about all of the different treatment options that are currently available, including CAR T-cell therapy. And one thing I just wanted to mention, educating patients and providing these materials are a core part of our mission, so I'm not being compensated in any way to be here today. Experts, including members of our Foundation Scientific Advisory Board, like Dr. Gordon, assist us in creating the most up-to-date materials and programs for patients, and our helpline can offer support and guidance on a one-on-one basis. And all of these materials and resources are always offered free of charge.
Doctor, could you tell briefly just a little bit what were the results of maybe some of the trials that they used this for, or now that it's being approved, what's the prognosis of the treatment? How does it develop, continue on? It's not really a cure, right? It's more of just of being able to sort of maintain it? Or
So important, very good question. And so first of all, also I'll say my role here has been as an investigator on the trials. I also am not being compensated for my time here. But I think the science here is fairly stunning. It's a way that we can use gene therapy in a way to alter our own T cells. And what happens is patients' T cells are taken out, just like kind of a blood washing type of procedure that takes 3 or 4 hours. They're manipulated in the laboratory and then brought back to the patient and infused, just like you might get a blood transfusion. The results are in the setting where we would expect maybe few percent only of patients to get remissions or to have long-term remissions, that we're seeing probably about 70 or 80% of patients responding, about 50 to 60% having complete responses, and about anywhere from 40 to 50% of patients. So strikingly high numbers achieving remission. And in fact, the data would suggest that once people have not had a recurrence for maybe up to a year, we've seen very few recurrences. So in fact, I think we can begin the discussion about potential cures with this type of therapy, because again, we're using our own immune system. And so I think the outlook for this is much brighter today than it was just months ago, or certainly years ago. We're very excited by that.
And anytime you can use anything that's within our own body to help fight it is less damaging to other things within our body. So it's being able to help sort of cure ourselves through things that we have. They're just kind of manipulating things a bit. Megan, again, if people want to find out more about this or just get information, where is a good place to do that again?
Absolutely. We would welcome patients and their caregivers to visit our website, which is lymphoma.org, where they can find information and materials related to lymphoma and the different treatment options. And for one-on-one support and to learn more about the programs available at the Lymphoma Research Foundation, they can call again our free helpline at 1-800-500-9976.
Megan Gutierrez is joining us from the Lymphoma Research Foundation. Also joining us, Dr. Leo Gordon. Thank you for getting this good word out this morning. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Bruce.